Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy this message from The Well.
Okay, I'm going to crack on now. So if you've got your Bibles, can you turn to Proverbs 25, verse 2? I'm just going to read it. It says, "It's the glory of God to conceal a matter, and the honor of kings to search it out." So just remember that verse. So, as I said, I really feel that God is calling us to be a prophetic people and to develop a prophetic culture here at The Well. Just like Colin, where God was saying, you know, "I want you to bring others and teach others to pray for healing." God is wanting us all to prophesy because that's his will. You know, it's his desire for us. It says in John 10, verse 4, that his sheep follow him because they know his voice. So if you think you don't hear from God, that's not the truth, because that's not what God says. As believers, we all know his voice, and we hear his voice, and we recognize his voice. And yes, we have prophets, and we have those that are more developed in the prophetic gift, and they're there as a gift to equip the church and reveal God's kingdom. However, it is God's desire for all of us to prophesy. Not just me, not just, you know, Sam and the others that you hear, but for all of us. And it's time for us to believe that God has put greatness on the inside of every one of us. Amen. Because we're significant. We belong to Jesus. It's time to understand who God made you and I to be, because this is the year of our destiny. Amen. And God is the one who reveals it to us. Amen. So each one of us has a great part in bringing a powerful message from God as we speak out what we see and hear. We're like his mouthpieces. You know, we can speak God in our homes. We can speak God in our businesses, in our schools, in our communities. And the Holy Spirit is equipping us to meet people right where they are with the power of God's love. I love it. Prophecy comes out of relationship with the Holy Spirit and friendship with God. Prophecy is a supernatural revelatory gift. You are unique. So God will communicate to each and every one of us in a unique way. Amen. God might speak to me in one way, but he will speak another way to Colin. Sure. And another way to Sam, and another way to you. And there's lots of different ways God speaks to us. And here's a few. They're not exhaustive, but the main ones are, he speaks to us through seeing, through feeling, through hearing, and even through our senses of smell. You know, we've often, like in the Bible, it talks about the aroma of Christ, doesn't it? God will speak to us through all different senses and all different ways. And today, I really felt that God wanted me to teach on the seeing gift. God can speak to us through pictures, like pictures that go through our mind's eye. He speaks to us through our dreams, and he speaks to us by giving us visions as well. But the one I want to focus on, and this is, I love this one. I've never taught on this before. I want to focus on dreams today. Who wants to hear about dreams? Because, amen. So did you know that 80% of your dreams are about your life and what you're called to do? So if that's the case, who would like to dream more? Come on. Now, our dreams are an invitation to believe and to learn a new language and build a closer relationship with God. We can all learn to interpret dreams, and God loves to teach us. And if you're a dreamer, then get alongside other dreamers and share and learn to interpret them together. It's so much fun. So for me, God often speaks to me through dreams. And there have been many dreams that have been pivotal in my life. They have given me vision for my future, and courage to say yes to God. Because when God places a dream in you, there is no way you're going to achieve it on your own accord. You know, you're not going to have the relevant skills. You're not going to have the resources. It's only when God shows up that that dream gets fulfilled. Amen?
Amen.
So one I've shared before here, but I can see there's lots of new faces here. So 2016, we moved to our current home, and I had been praying for a bigger house for many, many years, and 18 years, as long as that. And a few months before we actually ventured into the move and everything, God gave me a dream. And it was one of those dreams I felt like, this is something to do with where we're going to move. But the picture I had was like, it looked like I was moving somewhere like Greece by the sea. It was beautiful. I had this 5-star hotel. And I was thinking, surely not, Lord. Like, so I had no idea what it meant, but I knew it was significant. So I just wrote it down. So always write your dreams down. And I just parked it. And literally, sort of throughout the whole process of selling our home, and we were basically, you know, searching for places to move, and we had no idea of our budget, having our own business. We didn't know what our finance situation would be. We had to wait for the end of year tax returns. But God had been speaking to me through scripture saying, you know, and I'm going to enlarge your tent and basically don't spare any expense. So I basically looked at this new development and I thought, that is way over budget. And when I say way over budget, it was like 100,000 plus over budget. Like, who would look at, you just wouldn't torture yourself to look at somewhere like that. But I really felt like God said, no, go and have a look. And when we went, it was beautiful. I just had that, both me and my husband and my daughter as well, we were like, this is it. We just fell in love with this place, and it hadn't been finished in terms of building, but there was a plot that we really loved that was perfect. As I said, it was well over budget, but I was, you know, taking on that invitation, that dream to step forward and to trust God. And that night, God reminded me of that dream. I'd actually forgotten about it, and I looked at my dream. And basically, what I saw, so where we are now, where I thought there was sea, we have two reservoirs right in front of us. In the dream, I saw like a 5-star hotel, but where we live is like a really tall skyline building, and it's like a 5-star hotel. Okay. We have 24-hour concierge. It's beautiful. And even there's this picture of this adventure park at the end, and we've got this like adventure park right at the end of the reservoir. And I looked, I thought, oh my gosh, this is just like the dream. And that just gave me the courage to go the next day, and we put forward our, we negotiated the price, and we literally got £130,000 off our apartment. That was just amazing, you know, and there's no way I could have done it. I mean, there's backstories, I could talk more about that, and I could just talk about dreams, because this has been so crucial in guiding just my life and my family's life. Another dream I got was about a new bakery premises, and this was back in May 2015. The business had been going since 2011. And I just got this vision that we would one day have this beautiful bakery, cafe, just a beautiful place. There was great music, contemporary music playing there, and the staff were all Christians. Okay, I'm still waiting to see that happen. And people were all coming from different nations and backgrounds and cultures, and it was like we were the light to those people who came, and I could just see like people coming and experience excellent service, tasting amazing food, and it was like if God had a cafe or bakery in heaven, this is what it would look like. Yes. So this was my vision, and I held on to this, and over the years, just business got very challenging, life got challenging. We struggled since Brexit with staff, with costs, and instead of the business growing, it started to decrease. Back then, we were just supplying, really, not doing much retail. And then on top of that, in 2019, I got really sick, and it meant I was unable to work for 3 months. And it was a really difficult time because I didn't know whether I would ever get better and whether I'd be able to continue working. And God reminded me to be, a scripture was to be a prisoner of hope, and that he would restore to me double what I'd previously had. And I just kept holding on to that. And I got better. Not 100%, but then lockdown came with COVID, and we had to close the business. And for 2.5 months, we closed back in March 2020. And we were, both me and my husband, I just remember, we were pretty broken. We were tired of running the business. We had felt like giving up. And during that time of just rest, God reminded me of our dream. And going back a month, in February 2020, God had, just before COVID, had led me to do a SOZO training course. And one morning, I was preparing to go to the meeting. I remember praying, God, I feel like giving up on my dream. I'm done. But if you want me to follow and seek out this dream you gave me, then cause my heart to want to dream again.
Come on.
And that morning, I was in a taxi going to the course, SOZO course, and the taxi took a wrong turn, and I knew it was a dead end. But as he turned around, I saw this new development, and it was right on the corner, and it had this glass all the way around it. And I thought, oh, this would make a great bakery here. And God was already giving me that desire. And later on that day in the course, God showed me a picture, and he spoke to me saying that he wanted to give me my heart's desire, and that he would give me all the resources, all the finances, the expertise, more than enough to fulfill my dream. And I literally saw a picture of a treasure chest come down from heaven, and it was just full of precious gold and jewelry and diamonds and precious stones, you name it, it was there, and it was more than enough. And in response to this word, we started the journey of looking for a new venue for the bakery. And you know, something, the way God speaks to us, the more he speaks, I realize that it's an invitation to believe. So even though that venue we saw didn't work out, it connected us with an agent that actually eventually took us to where we are now. So we moved last August, and I can say that it is double what we had before. And yeah, it is such a beautiful place, and I continue to pray for God to, you know, fulfill his purpose there. Yeah, as I said, our dreams are always an invitation to partner with God. And I know that if I hadn't followed God's voice and partnered with him, I wouldn't have had the courage to step in, because the business, moving it, cost a lot. A lot. And I don't know how we did it, but God made a way. Amen. So in Acts 2... 17 to 18, it says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. So it's for all of us, guys. So dreams, let's look at what dreams look like. So Holy Spirit dreams are communications from the creative heart of God. They are individual and tailor-made. They're always, majority of the time, symbolic and metaphors. They're not literal. And one, you might dream one thing, like an elephant might mean one thing to one person, but mean something else to another person. So they're individual and tailor-made. God is always speaking to us, and we can often miss it. And the Bible, did you know, refers to dreams or visions over 200 times. I mean, there's so many stories of God giving dreams and giving visions, and, you know, God is still doing it today. As I said, God has always and still does regularly speak to mankind through dreams, both to believers and unbelievers. Remember Pharaoh, Nebuchadnezzar, and Pilate's wife, just to name a few. And today, dreams are becoming an increasing way God speaks to us, his people, as well as those who don't know him. You know, we've all heard testimonies, haven't we, of many Muslims coming to faith after a man in white in a dream. So God is showing up. God is the master dream giver, and we are dream receivers. And if you don't dream, or you don't remember your dream, because I believe we all dream, but often we don't remember them, then I just, two things you can do. You can increase the amount you pray in tongues. That is always a good trigger. And secondly, just before you go to sleep, just pray, "Here I am, Lord, ready to receive." So dreams are for all of us. Keep a notebook. This is how you steward it. Keep a notebook and a pen, or even your phone. I'm always putting it on my phone, next to your bed, so that you can write down the key points of your dream as soon as possible, even in the middle of the night, even when you're tempted. You know what? I'll write it down when I wake up properly, but often we'll forget, and I know I have. So, you know, be a good steward of your dreams. It's key in increasing your dream life. In fact, its stewardship is key for growing every area of our life. Stewarding what you have is the way to receive more. So, do you want more dreams, church? Yes. Amen. And when you write it down, capture the main element. Who was involved? Were you the primary person? Were you the focus of the dream, or were you an observer? And just write, how did it make you feel at the time? Remember, often there's metaphors, there's symbols, not necessarily literal. Dreams are his invitation to kingship. That first verse that I read out, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings to search out a matter. So where we get to search out the mysteries of God, it's fun, it's adventurous. And as we do that, he unfolds mysteries. He gives you insights to share, to give you things to pray about. He wants you to search out not only the message, but also the messenger. And he will speak to you. He wants you to be a blessing to others. And he wants to reveal himself, his ways, and his purposes to you. So here are some of the main purposes that God uses dreams for. As I said, dreams of destiny. 80% of our dreams are all about us and our destiny and our calling. They can be dreams that edify and exhort you, dreams that bring revelation of God or scriptures. There are comforting dreams, you know, dreams of correction and direction. There's also warning dreams, you know, and dreams of instruction. There's also like cleansing dreams and self-conditioned dreams, which reveal the heart and where we stand before God. And it's always an invitation where God is like, you know, wanting more for us, to give us more. There are also spiritual warfare dreams, creativity dreams. I used to have lots of these, especially, you know, back in the days when I used to be a fashion designer. I'd like wake up and scribble a design, and you know, we used to make so much money for the business because God had given me designs. There would be impartation dreams, you know, dreams calling us to intercession, dreams to bring healing, courage and strength, and revelatory dreams, you know, like words of knowledge or prophetic understanding, and even, you know, dreams that will give us deliverance. I love the words of knowledge one, because once I had a dream, it was probably, I think it was last year, and I woke up and God was just shouting the word magnesium to me, and I felt that that had something to do with me having to take magnesium, and I was like looking up foods, and in the end I sort of gave up because I wasn't very good at, you know, really responding to like eating fish. I'm not really a big fan of fish and other things. But anyway, about A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment, and he actually prescribed me a magnesium supplement. And I actually thought, oh yes, I had that dream about magnesium. So actually, I started taking it, and since then, because I suffered from migraines and dizziness and tiredness, that has I'm not completely healed, but literally, it has where I was really struggling, now I just struggle every now and then. So God has definitely used magnesium to bring healing and health to me. So God speaks to us in our dreams. Sometimes our dreams can just be a simple message. There's no need for interpretation. They're really obvious. And as I said, there's lots of simple symbolic dreams as well. So dreams tend to be full of symbols and parables and metaphors and stories. So for example, if you dream of a snake or spiders, it often means Satan and with spiders, it could be witchcraft and the demonic. If you dream of bread, it's often about Jesus's presence or life. If it's a house, then it's your home, it's your body, it's your dwelling or church. Or if you dream of a sword, it's the Bible, it's the Word of God. So there's loads of symbolisms. And sometimes you can have really complex symbolic dreams, and these dreams will, require revelation and knowledge and may need to be interpreted by someone who has a gift in interpreting dreams. So, yeah, it's really fun. God is all about intimacy, and He will use dreams to draw you close to Him and cause you to seek Him. That's His purpose. So, how are we doing for time? Oh gosh, I've got loads of time. I was going to run out. Right, okay, so I've got time for this one. So I had another dream, and this was so cool. It was back in July last year, and it was during the whole build and the fit out of the bakery, and I dreamt about our project manager. And in this dream, I was following a car in front, thinking it was someone else, but actually the car pulled up to one side, and I looked at the car and it was stuck with sellotape on both sides, so it was needing repair. It was not in a good state, and the condition was just clapped out. And I looked into the car and I could see there was the driver's wife was in the passenger seat, and then I saw someone tall and big come out, and it looked like our project manager. And he was standing on the driver's side and on the road. So I was thinking to myself, gosh, you should stand on the pavement. That's really dangerous. You're standing in the middle of the road because, a car could be coming and won't see you and you could get hit. And before I knew it, I saw this car go straight into him and hit him. And, when I saw, I was I really struggled. And I was oh my gosh, what did I do? And in the car, there was my dad's phone, and I was in my dad's phone in the car, and I was calling emergency services. And as I picked up, I was at the same time watching our project manager. He looked like he was in the back of an ambulance, and I could see him just struggling, and his eyes were in distress, and he was dying. And I couldn't speak on the phone, and the person on the line could hear what was happening just through my expressions. And I woke up and I just felt so sad. I felt so shocked. And I felt that sense that this is what it's going to feel like if I don't tell people I care about that Jesus loves them. Come on. And it was an invitation to pray for our project manager. And I felt the dream was saying that this guy's body is pretty clapped out, and that he needed to take more care of his health, and that his wife and family will be the ones who will suffer. And that phoning on my dad's phone, that was strange. It was an invitation to pray to my Heavenly Father, symbolism there. The fact that I couldn't speak and I was struggling was an invitation to pray the Spirit, because just my expressions was okay, because Father knows and hears us. And over the next few days, I was just praying and And strangely, I didn't see our project manager on site. And I found out that he'd been to the doctors and they had diagnosed that he might have cancer. So then I felt, right, okay, this is from God. I continued to pray, and about 2 weeks or so later, the project manager, he came to see us. And God was so good. I had the opportunity to talk to him. I'd never shared that I was a Christian before, but I just started to ask how he was. I heard about his health issues, and he started to tell me about having to have an operation because, you know, to find out if he had cancer or not. He's only in his 30s, he's not that old. And then I shared with him that I was a born-again Christian, and straight away he said, oh, I'm a Christian too. I had no idea. And his mother passed away, but when they were young, his mum used to pray all the time. She took him to church every Sunday. And over the last few years, he used to go to church, but he stopped. And I just thought, God is so good, because normally there's lots of other people on site, and it was just me and him, and just to have that opportunity to share. So I went on to tell him I had a dream about him and that I'd been praying for him. And I was thinking, how much do I share? Because this is not a good dream. As I was sharing with him, he started to well up. And this is a big, big guy. And he was saying, you're making me want to cry like this. And he got to share a few things, and I just asked if it was okay for me to pray for him. But before then, he said, do I die in the dream? He said that to me. And I said, it didn't look good, but I think it's an invitation for me to pray for you. So he let me pray for him, and God is just so good. I didn't see him for a few weeks, and he came, I think, the first week that we opened, the Saturday, and I hadn't heard from him. And anyway, I caught up, and he said, it's all good. I got the all clear from the doctors. Amen. So God is so good. See, God just speaks to us, and it's just wonderful when we partner with him, because God is just amazing. Can I just get worship team to come up, because I really, believe God is wanting to speak to us, especially this year where it's the year of our destiny. Yeah. You know, God's not going to speak to us, you know, through our own thoughts and, you know, just us working it out. You know, that's what the world does. God speaks to us in the way that is specific to each and every one of us. He knows your heart's desire. So there's a real invitation to start paying attention to your dreams. So if you want to, can I just get you to stand, actually? If, like me, you're at a place where you just think, God, this is it. I just can't dream anymore. I just haven't got what it takes to dream. I'm just ready to pack it all in. And you would like God to just ignite that desire again. And I just want you to just put your hands out and receive, because I'm going to pray for you. Or you just like to have more dreams, and you would like to partner with Holy Spirit and just to understand how to interpret those dreams, because God is speaking to all of us. Then you too, hold out your hands and just receive. So yeah, Father God, thank you, Lord, that you spoke to your people, believers and non-believers alike, through dreams. And I just pray an impartation prayer right now, Lord, to every hand that is stretched out, every person that is standing, Lord, that you will revive those dreams that you have placed in their hearts, Lord, and just set them alight right now, Lord. Give them that desire to dream again. Give them that courage to say, yes, I can say yes to you, Lord. And for those who just would like to increase their dream life, Lord, Father God, yeah, cause them to go after your dreams, Lord. Yeah, let them be good stewards of your dreams, Lord. Let them remember what you're speaking to them. And Father God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, reveal the secrets that you are revealing in those dreams. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Receive.